Trust me.
Because it's Tuesday. Yes, it is. Jennifer Horn has some ugga-bugga creeping, crawling thing.
Yesterday. You know what I think it is?
I think
it's a case of the LA Kings win-itis.
Time off. Yeah, right. The LA Kings did win.
She told me yesterday that her throat was starting to hurt a little bit. I think that was from rooting and cheering. And then now it's full bore LA Kings-itis, which is
so
very serious.
She is stuck in bed. And therefore, we'll have to do without her services today. But we have the service of Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, who's our Queen of Cheap, and Rich McFadden, who's going to all work together. All of us will work together to make it a good day for you. Roberta, what kind of things are you going to save if we follow your footsteps, if we follow your path?
Ooh, we tell you how to get free contacts. We tell you how to get a free movie ticket. We tell you how to get a free book.
We
got mucho buckos off of paint and mucho buckos off of famous footwear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm.
Helping you have an amazing day, the good day.
When did she start speaking Spanish?
Who are you talking about? Jose
Roberta? Mucho Bacos.
Jose Fasanelli?
I had no clue, yeah.
What is the female equivalent of Jose?
There's Jose.
Josita?
Josita.
Josita. We come alive. Here is something for you to imagine. Restaurateur that you are, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new restaurant theory. A new restaurant being developed where waiters are robots who take your order and deliver meals.
Can I take your order, please?
They have that now. It's called McDonald's.
By riding on bicycles to your table.
Do you want fries with that?
This is being developed by the Chinese.
Chinese.
What's the equivalent of McDonald's for Chinese food?
Do you want one from column A and one from column B?
Is Chang?
Charlie Chang's.
Is like Chang?
No,
P.F. Chang's?
P.F. Chang's is very nice.
No.
What's fast food? Chinese.
You know what? I've heard you talk about P.F. Chang's before like that.
I've never been
into P.F. You should take me to lunch there so you can experience it.
Really?
And get it straight. Market research.
Yeah, P.F. Chang's is very good.
Is it?
How about, what about like a, no, it's not a drive-thru. There's not really a drive-thru
Chinese.
Yeah,
they don't really have a, you know what?
Why are we missing that? I would think that'd be a perfect
opportunity. They do more street vendors.
Where?
Yeah.
In China. I mean, you've been there.
Yeah.
Instead of drive-thrus, they have street vendors. Guys on the side of the street selling food, right?
Well, nothing you'd want to eat.
Yeah.
Unless you're Chinese.
I will tell you,
hungry,
I'm getting ready to go to Colombia again this summer. The street vendors there, good food.
Yeah. Well, you can buy, if you like the sausages, you can buy good sausages in New York.
Sure.
The street vendors.
Yeah.
How do they get licenses, Roberta? Is it graft and crazy? Do you have to have a license to have one?
Absolutely. You're checked out by the health department. Oh, yeah.
Really? The big fight is for positioning.
Yeah.
You don't just drive up to a street corner and park.
Yeah.
It's you work years to get the right position.
Down, and I hadn't noticed this before, for some reason I was using a studio in a place recently, and I walked by the same place on Avenue of the Americas at about 52nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are vendors on each corner. But this one vendor, this is noontime-ish, and there was a line down the street. It's opposite of where the Fox News studio is,
mm-hmm.
that other corner.
Uh-huh.
I walked by three or four times trying to figure out what the deal was. And apparently whatever is in the sausages that this guy fixes is not like anything else you can get. So there's a line. I'm telling you, the line was a half a block long to get this guy's sausage.
Ever since the food truck revolution in the past decade, street food has become very gourmet and very upscale and very desirable.
We're going to do a food truck here at the farm, I think, Heather, aren't we?
Yeah.
There's a food truck. We're going to have a food truck day. The food truck's going to come out, or a bunch of food trucks. I'm not sure how that's going to be arranged.
In a circle like wagons did, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hey, New York observation.
And yes, Doug,
I don't know whether you notice this, because I know you're not a big pizza guy, but I have to admit, Roberta, there is no pizza like New York pizza.
Oh, amen.
Richie was there last week, so
bagels.
What did you have?
Bagels either.
Where'd you get the pizza?
Well, I just got a slice. We were out, Thursday night, I guess, and we had eaten dinner early, so, you know, it was 11 or 12 o'clock, so we decided just to grab a slice. And it's good stuff, man.
Here's Nicole tweeting, I won't be impressed with this restaurant until I can download food.
Wow me.
Yeah.
George Jetson.
Here's George Jetson. Dung, 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 dung.
See, now you're going to go make me go get that because we can't mention the Jetsons.
Here's George Jetson. Okay, so...
how many things in the Jetsons have not come true? How many things on the Jetsons?
We can't fly in a car yet above the street.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah. What about hovercrafts? Sort of.
Yeah, but not everybody's using. But this is that was considered to be, or at least you look at everybody who's going to be in a car. But everybody doesn't use them.
We have flying cars, right? So, what on the Jetsons, like futuristic? I mean, we have Skype, which is basically their phones that they use.
Right.
Yeah, I guess the food. We have microwaves, but it's not the same. Oh, you know what?
Right.
The shower. Where you go through the little the thing and you stand on the belt and it takes you through the shower and then when you come out on the other end, you're dry.
You're dry and dressed.
Right.
I want one of those.
Scene out of a James Bond movie. Remember when he was in Dr. No and he and, was it Ursula Andress, went through the wash line?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right, we've taken care of the Jets.
Yes, thank we did. We got that. Thank you.
Speaking of looking ahead, interesting story today at DougStephan.com. Courtesy of a young woman, I thought this is pretty fascinating, a teenager who decided to make her own graduation dress. Pretty creative, right? Instead of simply buying the dress, she created hers from her math homework.
I like it.
75 pieces of old math homework.
Brilliant.
And post-it notes.
I saw
to
this.
Make her graduation ensemble.
Very cute.
She's the celebrity Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Let's see here. Her best friend wore a dress made from plastic bags. So the two of them together, one of them made a dress out of post-it notes and old math homework, and the other one made a dress out of plastic bags. The picture of it, by the way, at DougStephan.com.
Very
you can see
cool.
from today's show. But, you know, we all are pretty critical of many of the teenagers, and they don't have a lot of creativity. I think there's still tons and tons of people who are creative, have an imagination, and we cultivate it. So I'm going to just ask you to think about something here, and we'll talk about it. If you want to give us a buzz, share a thought, Doug at DougStephan.com or Heather, Roberta, Richie at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. The town of Middleborough, Massachusetts is considering instituting fines if you swear in public. Now, there are all kinds of First Amendment issues here, but that isn't really what I want you to think about. I'd like you to think about the first time you can remember swearing and whether or not your parents knew you swore, and whether your parents swore around you. What sort of rule or regulation is there in your household for potty mouths? Mm-hmm. And at what age do people pick up this stuff? And if you heard your children using the F word or something that was considered, whether it's, you know, it's puritanical or not, I mean, there are some words that are just vulgar, no matter what age.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And kids pick up vulgarities often by listening to their friends, and they don't know what the words even mean.
Right.
It's just that there's always, you get some kind of reaction if you use it. Oh, wow.
My son is 8 years old. I'm going through it now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of words is he using?
Well, the other day he came home with the B-I-T-C-H word.
Really?
That he had heard from the fourth and fifth graders.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you can't overreact, because if you overreact, then they see a reaction from you.
Oh, and they use it again.
So
again.
You just explain why it's not nice and that it's not good for a kid to use.
So why? How did you explain that it wasn't nice?
I just said it's a word to describe people in not a very nice way. It means that they're not very, that they're worthless and
ooh,
and
really
and don't have a lot of value.
Hmm.
You know, how do you explain that word when you're told, you're my, you know, and or you are a, and you know, and I told him it means, or it just means somebody's really mean or something like that. So I said it's just not nice for kids to use, you know, and not even really nice for adults to use, but definitely not kids. It's not kid.
All right, so Roberta would be a little more flexible with that, it seems to me, than
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny when you said, when do you remember yourself using a word and your parents' reaction? I remember I must have been maybe around 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I remember the word. I used the word jackass, which today is like
right.
What nobody would even think about.
It's tame. Mm-hmm.
And I actually remember my mother actually washed my mouth out with ivory soap.
I
remember.
I bet you remember.
Leah's mouth.
Ivory soap in Roberta's mouth.
Yep.
99 and 44, 100% pure after that.
Which I wasn't.
No, sure. I would have loved to have seen the speech bubbles coming out of your mouth after that.
All right, 800-510-8255. What's your story when it comes to using words that are not considered publicly acceptable? And this is changing all the time, always changing in the public discourse. But this town wants to have a fine. Forget that. I just think it's interesting to see what parents will accept sometimes. 18 after on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Everything is groovy. Wow, Reg Presley was one of the trogs.
Wow, thing.
Ready? I want a notebook show. Love it.
All right, so happy birthday to Rona Jaffe, the author. Jim Neighbor's birthday is today. Vic Damone. Here, Marv Albert, whose real name is Marvin.
Yes.
Listen to this. Marvin Philip Offstreet. This is his real name.
I thought it was Marvin the Biter Albert.
I'm not going to forgive him for that.
Nobody ever will forgive him for that.
No. Nobody will ever forget
it. Him. They won't forget it.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Len Barry's birthday is today.
1, 2, 3.
Leonard Borisov. His real name. He was the founder of the Dovells. Quick, anybody know what their big song was? Better hurry up because I'm liable to sing it.
Sing it! Take it away!
Don't do that.
What? You want me to sing it, Rich?
No.
I do.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as this stove when they do the Bristol song. Alright, let's see here. Who else do we want to celebrate? Looks like John Wetton from Asia. 63 today. I vaguely remember something about this group, but I don't remember a lot, Richie. What about
Asia? Was Asia. They came out of that synth band.
Synthesizers.
Lots of synthesizers. Good stuff.
Yeah. Timothy Busfield, wasn't he arrested recently for doing something?
Oh, don't skip my... Come on now.
What? Bun Carlos.
You can't do that to me.
I can't, sorry.
These are my boys.
Yeah. The cheap tricks. Or I guess they're just one cheap trick, right?
Just cheap trick, yeah.
One cheap trick.
Just one cheap trick.
One.
That's right.
That was enough, right. Okay. So Busfield 55. What did he get in trouble for? Didn't he fondle somebody at a baseball game or something?
A
couple of weeks ago?
I remember one of them.
Yeah, no, he took some woman out on a date, and he did get cute with her.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shock. Somebody went on a date with a woman, a guy and a girl together, and they got a little cute.
Yeah.
It did get a little too cute, huh?
That kind of reminds me, I wonder if the people get tagged. As much as I don't really care much for Chris Humphreys, I don't care. I don't, bad, good. He was the one married to Kardashian for 15 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So now... his latest flame that he's been with for the last 70-some-odd days is hitting him up, says that he hired or brought in the FBI or some federal agency because she threatened him. She said that she had pictures of him and she was going to expose him if you know what I mean, to the world if he didn't pay her off.
Wow.
So anybody who's a celebrity gets into stuff. If you don't know
who
he
is, like a fake Kim Kardashian that's like going
right,
crazy.
There's another one. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it's called Get a Life. Isn't that what it's called? Who's this?
Kevin Wayne Shepherd, my brother.
Oh, right. 35 today. This would be a Jennifer kind of tune, right?
No, this is bluesier than Jennifer. Like, this is a me kind of tune. This kid's been around since he was 17 years old, 18 years old, had a smash album out when he was 20.
You ready for today's 2020 quiz? This is sort of a historical quiz.
Sure.
I want to know who invented the first locomotive whistle. The choices are James Watt, Robert Fulton, Cyrus Field, or George Whistler. 800-510-8255. Who invented the first locomotive whistle? Richie's going to have sound effects for us in a moment. James Watt, Robert Fulton, Cyrus Field, or George Whistler, which is the correct identity of the person who came up with the first locomotive whistle.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelite.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
We have 33 minutes after the hour. That's what we have right now. We, all of us together. I object frequently to people who say we when they mean somebody other than them.
And the royal we.
Yeah, well, there are those people, like people running for office. Well, we did this, we did that, which is so disingenuous. It's I am, I. Use the word I, because you're talking about yourself anyway. Yeah.
Well, and they're supposed to be using the word we, but they don't.
Why are we supposed to? What, we? Because it's more than one person.
No, people in politics are supposed to be representative of their constituents,
yeah,
but they aren't.
Yeah,
it's not about what their constituents want. It's about what they want.
Right. I will.
So it really is I, even though it should be we. Run.
Yeah. We. Okay. Thank you, Pierre. The essence of our question at hand: we have a 2020. It's not a news quiz, sort of a historical quiz question. Mm. Who invented the first locomotive whistle? Was it James Watt? W-A-T-T, Robert Fulton, who had something to do with boats, if I'm not mistaken, Cyrus Field, who may have had something to do with equipment, and George Whistler. Which of these gentlemen was involved? And why wasn't a woman? You ever look at some of the really early on inventors? Why were there no women?
We couldn't vote.
Things?
We couldn't really do anything.
But what does that have to do with you? Was voting?
I bet we had lots of ideas, and I bet the husband.
Oh, there's the we again.
Produced them.
You weren't around.
What are you talking about?
Who? What? Where?
Women inventors.
Back in the days. Yeah.
Yeah, women inventors. When's the first? What do you remember about a woman inventing anything?
What's the one? Not penicillin, but Marie. Oh shoot.
Marie.
With the medicine.
Right. Marie.
That. Marie lady.
Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Marie is French. Marie.
Oh.
Yes, she is. I know exactly.
Do you know who I'm talking about, though?
Yep, absolutely know who you're talking about.
What?
Marie. All right, we'll figure that out.
Marie Curie.
Madame Curie.
Oh,
that was my junior high school. Marie Curie Junior High School.
And you couldn't think of the name?
No.
Dummy?
Nice. All right, let's let Roberta shine, please. Time for today's Queen of Cheap. Roberta does extraordinarily well finding deals for you.
She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, we don't usually only do coupons on the Queen of Cheap. A lot of other people do that, and we do things differently. But yeah, there is one here that I could not pass up. It's a Benjamin Moore coupon, and it's $5 off of a paint or a stain. So this is a really good high-value coupon. $5 off a paint or stain. A lot of people now, I know this is the time of year, they're kind of like, you know, sprucing things up. So this is a good coupon for everyone to have. If you wear contact lenses, you can get a free trial pair of contacts, which is always good to have, just kind of like a backup in case you need them. Famous Footwear. Oh, Jen should be here for this one. 20% off your entire purchase from the 13th through the 17th at Famous Footwear. So that's like Thursday through this coming weekend. So 20% off everything. You can get your new summer sandals and flip-flops there and save mucho buckos. Disney, see, even Charlotte likes it. Disney has a free Brave digital book and coloring pages. That's for their new movie that's coming out. It's a new animated feature from Pixar called Brave, which I happen to like because the heroine is a really strong female figure, and she's called Brave. So I love that movie. And if you're going to the movies, Fandango, this is an unbelievable deal. Buy one movie ticket, get one free.
Really? I use Fandango.
$15. Mm-hmm. And you can also, if you join them on Twitter, you can also get a free $3 Fandango credit. So this is a way to save a whole bunch of money if you're going to the movies.
Can you use both coupons together?
Yes, you can.
Sweet.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, big deal.
So you have to put in your zip code and see participating theaters. Not every theater is participating in this, but a great way to save money this weekend. And you'll find all this at the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com.
Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. Jennifer is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after the Kings won.
Right.
The 6-1, I think, was the final score. The Kings won the Stanley Cup.
She's saying she has a fever and a sore throat.
Of course she does.
Yeah. Right.
I got a couple more minutes to answer the question or take a shot at it for a swell prize. Wondering who the inventor was of the first locomotive whistle. Sometimes the number of answers we get is indicative as to how people think or whether they care about these things. This is an important discussion.
It is.
Somebody has to have these kind of discussions on the air, and I'm the guy. Who invented the first locomotive whistle? Was it James Watt, Robert Fulton, Cyrus Field, or George Whistler? 800-510-8255. Somebody, yesterday we were talking about the 800 number and why we have 800 numbers anymore, because nobody pays for long distance. And sure enough, there was an exception. There always is. Somebody sent me an email, Doug@DougStephan.com. Yeah. This lady says, we only make a couple of long-distance calls a month. It would cost us more money, so we don't have long-distance. So she couldn't call if we didn't have 800-510-8255.
Yet still a useful service
apparently
you're providing.
For her.
We had lots of calls when we asked that question, people saying, I live in a rural area.
Yeah,
I can't get a service that provides me free long-distance.
Yeah. Right. So here we are, your heroes, at 800-510-8255. There's a new voice translation app available so that you can, if you have Spanish, for example, and somebody's speaking Spanish, you know how you hold hold on a second. Can I finish explaining? I have this, I'm doing this visual now.
Okay.
Heather's here in the studio with me. I'm holding my iPhone up to the speaker. When I walk into the restaurant, I hear this music, and in seconds, the iPhone app tells me what the name of the song is just by hearing it play.
Right, Shazam.
Okay, so now there is this is like Shazam only for language. If you're having a conversation with, for example, one of the guys that milks the cows doesn't speak English very well. If I take this app and an iPhone down to him and I have him speak into it, within nanoseconds, it'll translate what he's saying back to me.
That's really cool. What about dog? Because I'd love to hear
what he's saying back to me.
What Charlotte is saying.
Yeah, that would be it. It's called Translate Voice, Richie. I Translate Voice. Instantly speaks 31 different languages.
Lo que está diciendo a mí.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you speak? Are you having the app?
Yeah.
Oh, and what's happening? I don't hear it translating.
Well, it doesn't speak it back. I can speak into it, and then it just gives me the text back.
Oh, it texts you.
Yeah, it's got two boxes, and in the top box is the language that I want that I'm giving it. So I put English in there, and I say it will translate what he's saying back to me.
I got it. So then it doesn't give you a voice.
The bottom box,
it gives
you Spanish.
Got it. Okay.
So all I do is I speak into it what I want to say, and then it gives me the text back.
Does Pierre speak into it too?
It can. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Let me switch from Spanish to
I'm going to tell you
French.
Who invented the first locomotive whistle. It wasn't James Watt.
Okay.
It wasn't Robert Fulton.
Nope.
It wasn't Cyrus Field.
Of course not.
It was George Whistler.
George Whistler.
Yeah, who invented the automotive whistle. I thought that was interesting that his name... How many other people can you think of? This started going through my mind. Whose name represents... what they have done. Think about that. Yeah, Crapper. Thomas Crapper. Invented the toilet.
Crapper.
Yeah. Right. But it was named for him. I'm thinking more of what could you name a whistle except a whistle? That's what it is. It's a whistle.
But was it a whistle before he made it a whistle?
There was a word I was thinking about the other day, and I'm like, who in the world thought of this sound for this word? It was just such an odd, like some words, like right now I'm looking at commercials, that bullfrog. Mm-hmm. Who thought of the word frog, bullfrog?
Is this a whistle?
Good job, Doug. That's so realistic.
Does that sound good?
How do you do that?
All right, the world of television will be in our focus.
And I heard some details on the new Dallas.
Oh, did you really?
Which starts this week, yeah. All right. I can do that.
Okay, Larry Hagman's lost all his hair, and he still has big, bushy eyebrows. I know that much because I stood next to him in the line at the checkout counter, the little drugstore, on the corner of, Lincoln.
This is really important, so make it right.
And one of the streets began with an M. I remember that.
You get it wrong, we're going
to
get emails.
He was dressed to the nines. He had a very sophisticated, like an English riding outfit, and with his English hats. And he looked right at me as if to say, hello, do you know that I'm Larry Hagman?
And these are my eyebrows.
Yeah, these are my big eyebrows, yeah. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburned when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Familiar theme. which will be back tomorrow night on TNT as they revive the old franchise that was around the, I think it was 10, 11 years. Wasn't Dallas on for 10, 11?
So 13 years.
13 years.
13 years.
Yep.
350 million people tuned in to see who shot JR.
Yep. So who's going to shoot him this time because he's still around?
Yeah.
Right, so the story behind the story, Richie's all excited about this. So is Jennifer, in fact.
I was curious to see it, but then I kind of heard some of the details, and now I think I'll at least have to TiVo it if I don't stay up and watch it.
It's a nighttime soap opera.
But apparently it picks up where it left off with Bobby and JR still at each other.
Right, now their sons.
But their sons are the lead characters in the thing. And apparently... A JR son has found a has tapped into like 200 million gallons of oil right on South Fork.
Huh.
And Bobby will have nothing to do with it because he promised Mama that nobody would ever drill oil on South Fork.
Right.
And so the sons are going at it. So then the interesting thing is that Bobby and Pamela's son is adopted.
Yeah.
And he goes to JR's son and says, come on, you know, we're cousins. He says, you ain't my cousin. I'm a Ewing.
Ah.
And JR's son apparently spends the whole time trying to live up to the Ewing name and be his daddy.
All right. So Linda, not Linda. What's the woman's name? Remember we had
Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen.
Right.
What's her real name, though?
Linda.
Linda. Isn't it Linda?
Hold on a second.
Goodness.
Here.
All right, everybody's going to run for that. Now we can see her, but we can't. Now, I'm thinking Linda Evans, and of course not Linda
Gray.
Linda Gray.
She's now apparently the governor.
Oh, really? Of Texas? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or running for the governor, something like
cool.
that.
All right, so that's Dallas tomorrow night on TNT, as they
say. Interesting.
Check your local listings for the time. Nick Cannon, who is supposedly sort of the host on America's Got Talent.
Right.
This is the third day of the continuing focus on contestant Timothy Poe, who claimed to stutter because of an injury he sustained in Afghanistan, but he didn't. Nick said he had a feeling something was fishy about him because at one point backstage when the cameras were off, he didn't stutter. Is this much to do about nothing? Hey, Joy Behar, who had her own show on Headline News, didn't do too well, has signed a deal to replace Oberman on current TV at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
So the program starts in the fall. See, I don't know what they've been doing with Oberman's place since he walked away. It was that was 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he's still trying to sue everybody and anybody he can.
Yeah. Okay, would you like to guess what is the most pirated television show of the season? Anybody want to take a guess?
The most pirated. How do you mean? Why steal a television show? They come for free, so.
Downloaded illegally?
Yeah. I don't understand that either because you watch it, but you can do
it. Yeah, it's not like a movie, you know.
Well, anyway.
So what is it?
Thanks for spoiling. What difference would it make? Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense.
Because it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Richie.
I've never watched it.
Your story has it's supposed to be
very
really
violent.
Good. My nephew told me it's the Sopranos and midget wrestling or something like that.
No, but in the Middle Ages.
Right.
All right. So let's see here. Oprah Winfrey is interviewing the entire Kardashian-Jenner clan during this Sunday's episode of Oprah's Next Chapter, 8 o'clock at OWN.
She's really, really reaching.
Everybody's got the same. Yeah, right, exactly.
Oprah.
All right, let's see here. Maria Menounos, is she the one I was on the plane with? From Extra?
I don't know, I wasn't
there.
Yes,
she's from Extra.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Remember I had arrived with somebody on a plane, and it was Greek? Is she the one?
She probably was one then.
She has. Apparently, she was sexually abused a number of times when she was a kid.
Yeah.
And now that article is coming out in some magazine. How about that? When people come out with that stuff now, I just wonder. Okay, here's an email to clarify the Whistler question. Adrian Stevens invented the whistle. He did not patent his invention, and George Stevenson patented his own whistle in 1835. Huh. That was the wet regular whistle, though, as in wet your whistle. It wasn't the whistle that was on the locomotive, which is a separate kind of whistle.
And that was whistling.
Thank you for paying attention. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
It in, as it were, the information, the conversation, the Good Day program, 53 minutes after the hour. Time for some dating advice from Steve Penner, who runs yourprofiledoctor.com. You ought to all, while I'm having this conversation, go to that website. Richie, Heather, Roberta.
Been there, done that.
Yourprofiledoctor.com. Steve has some advice for those of you who are single dads. It's Father's Day this weekend. So what do you do? How do you introduce? I guess if you're dating, Steve, I think it's always difficult. It was for me to bring that person home to be scrutinized by my two children. So I generally didn't do that unless I was really, really interested in the woman that seemed to have caught my eye, because I think that's a bad thing. I think kids get really confused by it. And I don't know. It just didn't seem to be a particularly good idea, but that's my advice. What do you have? You're the expert here.
Absolutely. I mean, both single fathers and single mothers need to wait a while before introducing a new boyfriend or girlfriend to their kids. But what I like to talk about is how is someone's dating quotient. You always talk about how marketable a single person is in the dating world. And I always say men are more oblivious than women general, but men who are single fathers, many of whom haven't been on a date in 15, 20 years, are really oblivious. And I've talked to a lot of single fathers in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who say, you know, can I date? I mean, would women be interested in me? And the answer is absolutely. Single fathers, whether they're divorced or just single fathers or whether they're widowed, especially in their 30s and 40s, are really in demand and should be out there looking.
Sounds like getting salmon at the supermarket. The special price in aisle number 4 for pre-cooked salmon, that's the special today.
I'd say a single father, maybe 45 years old, has got a couple of kids and is looking to, but here's the other thing, but is looking to meet a woman with kids is really very much in demand. You take the same man, a single father who's 45 with a couple of kids, who says, yeah, I want to meet a younger woman. I want to date a younger woman in her early 30s. And I don't want a woman who has kids. Goes from having a really high dating quotient to a really low dating quotient. And when I say that, a lot of, you know, men are oblivious. I've talked to guys, 45 years old, two kids, wants to meet women in their early 30s without kids, and it was even said, I don't want to have any more kids. What's wrong with that? And I say, why would a woman want to date you? You know, just to take care of your kids?
Well, wait a minute, there's an idea. I never thought of that.
And in fact, the older a man gets, as long as he's willing to meet women with children, the older he gets, the higher his dating quotient, the more in demand he is.
Okay, let's turn this around a little bit. Heather is on my staff now, and she has three children. She's in her early 40s. She's attractive and a little short, but
compact. She's economy size.
Right. She's built smart.
For speed.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So, who's looking for her?
Men with kids in their late 40s, maybe early 50s. She would be in demand for them, absolutely. And I had my best success over the years matching up divorced men with kids with divorced women with kids. They've been through a lot of the same things.
Do you call that the Brady Bunch package?
Yeah, exactly. Right. One thing I would say to Heather is, don't go out with, don't look for younger men.
I've been there, done that.
Right. You've been there, done that, you know, because they're just looking for one thing anyway. But
really, what would that be?
You have a family.
Coupons,
right?
Love in all the wrong places.
Well, actually, that relationship, I am still thanked by some of his family members for helping him become the man he is today.
Super. All right, so but the Father's Day celebration, to go back to fathers and dating and stuff, not a good time to bring a woman around, a new woman especially, right?
Focus on
your children as Father's
focus
Day.
Focus on your kids on Father's Day. Have a good time. But I do think that, and the one exception to what I was talking to before, by the way, I feel badly. Guys in their 20s who have kids are very hard to match.
Really?
Because there aren't that many younger women.
How about some cougar around?
If he wants a cougar, yeah. If a guy's in his 20 with kids and he's willing to meet someone, a woman in her 30s or even 40s with kids.
Or in 50s.
Or even 50s, sure. Go for it.
Steve, check out the rules. You're a profiledoctor.com. Steve Penner with us here on Good Day.